is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world.
Sierra Leone authorities have delayed yet again the reopening of schools shut down since last year following the Ebola outbreak. Schools throughout the country were set to reopen on March 30th. Now they will reopen on April 14th. Spokesman Abdoulaye Berete tells VOA's James Bati that the government wants to make sure all safety measures are put in place before the reopening.
The lady from Monrovia Sector 2, the Kawe area, she's been confirmed of the Ebola virus disease. And right now she's in the Monrovia Medical Unit, which is operated jointly by the Ministry of Health and the U.S. Public Health Service. She's stabilized and responding to supportive treatment by our medical healthcare workers. And all of the contacts have been line listed. We are following the contacts. There were two suspected cases today. One linked to the index case, which is the lady that we are talking about. But the initial test today proved negative. So negative, she's the only confirmed case right now. But it's too early because we are following up the contacts.
We understand she came in contact with a lot of people. Are you, including some schools, is that true?
There are primary contacts and secondary contacts, and all of those contacts have been traced. We are putting our public health and epidemiologists to work active case finders. These people are doing their work with keen, diligent, and with painstaking support. So the community engagement is ongoing. So there are primary and secondary contact. There are some people that we've already ruled out because of the fact that they were not close contact to her, and this is being done.
Does the Ministry of Health know how this woman got infected?
We are still investigating how she got infected. Our preliminary investigation shows that she has not, according to her, gone into Sierra Leone or Guinea, where there is active transmission taking place in out of any of the districts or prefecture in Guinea or Sierra Leone. And we also investigated. She has not got any visitor from those countries. Mind you, Liberia had gone almost 30 days without a case before this confirmed case on the 20th of March. So our concern is to investigate what are the possibilities of where the woman could have been infected. Our epidemiologists are still investigating. We will give information to the public based on the public health and investigation report that we got us associated with this case.
The last time I spoke with you, Liberia was looking forward to the day that it will be declared Ebola free. Are you disappointed?
We were set for April 13th for the day that Liberia would have been Ebola free based on the World Health Organization protocol. But we are now recounting based on this confirmed case on March 20th. This is the nature of an outbreak that we are dealing with. We knew that we were not off the hooks yet. It's the fact that our foreign countries and all that have been in this together, Guinea and Sierra Leone, were still reporting active transmission of EBD cases. We knew very well that we are not off the hook. But this is challenging us to do more. It's good that it came out because we informed the Liberian people to be very more vigilant and do away with complacency. And so this is counting the clock again to see how we can sweep the areas and make sure that there is no one piece of virus hiding anywhere. And we agree with the World Health Organization that even 42 days and more can be the appropriate time for a country to be Ebola-free, because there may be somewhere, someplace, a case could be hiding in some corners. And so we are not disappointed. Our response is intact. Our international partners, including the United States government and the European Union, and all of our partners' services are still intact. We responded adequately and on time to this single case. We are tracing all of the contacts. The patient has been isolated. Community engagement, psychosocial support continues. And we are in good spirit to deal with the border crisis here in our borders.
Assistant Minister Nyeswa, you said that the ministry is investigating as to how this woman, Ruth Tuber, got infected. There's a report that says that she probably was infected through sexual intercourse by her boyfriend, who is an Ebola survivor. If that is the case, what does that say about people who survived the disease?
I've heard of the Liberia's incident management, I've heard of the Ebola response in Liberia. Everything is still on the table. We are investigating how this might have happened. We can't leave any stone unturned yet. Everything is being investigated.
Sierra Leone government spokesman Abdoulaye Berete speaking to VOA's James Bati from the capital, Freetown. Scientists are developing an Ebola vaccine for EPS that's designed to protect humans from future outbreaks. While still a number of years off, researchers say the vaccine offers a win-win solution for both species that are sickened and die of Ebola. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
The handling and consumption of bushmeat, meat from wild, non-domesticated animals, is a common occurrence in Africa, particularly in the Congo Basin. It's believed meat from an ape infected with the Ebola virus first passed the deadly disease to humans in 1976. There have been more than 20 outbreaks since then. The current Ebola crisis in Western Africa has sickened and killed as many as 10,000 people since last year. It was, in all likelihood, caused by contact with infected fruit bats in urban areas with poor infrastructure. Apes and other primates can become infected when they eat fruit that's fallen onto the jungle floor, contaminated by bat droppings. In an attempt to stem future Ebola outbreaks, scientists are developing what they call a disseminating vaccine to prevent the disease in western lowland gorillas, a bushmeat source. A harmless microbe called cytomegalovirus is the vehicle for the Ebola vaccine. Almost all mammals are infected by cytomegalovirus beginning at a young age, offering the potential for wide coverage. Michael Jarvis is a virologist at Plymouth University in England who helped develop the primate vaccine, which would be delivered to wild apes by a blow dart. Jarvis and colleagues described the strategy in the journal Vaccine.
And that's the attraction of this approach, is that you would do that for a few animals and then you would rely upon the dissemination aspect of the virus to now do the rest of the work for you.
So far, the vaccine has been shown to work well in mice that are challenged with Ebola. Investigators are now conducting a study using rhesus macaque monkeys. Ebola kills an estimated 30% of lowland gorillas, one reason the species is on the endangered list. Jarvis says a disseminating vaccine could go a long way toward protecting the gorillas and controlling future Ebola outbreaks.
About 30% of the outbreaks, the 20 or so outbreaks that have occurred, have directly been from handling great ape carcasses. So what this will do is decrease decrease the frequency of transmissions and outbreaks into the human population in the future.
Still to be determined is how much protection the Ebola vaccine gives apes that have not been directly inoculated but have been infected with the vaccine from primates that were treated. If everything goes according to plan, Jarvis says, a vaccine shielding apes and other primates from Ebola could become available in 3 to 4 years. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates
Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.